SOP 239. Today we're talking about promoting your podcast. We've got a great tool for adding subscribers.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing and making money and making friends and reaching a global audience and tools and tips and tricks. And hey, thank you so much for tuning in. Today's show is going to be rather quick, especially the last couple for the year. You can probably tell already, I'm not at home. I'm out and about on the road, and today I am recording directly into my Zoom H4 in a big empty room. Now, if you're in a situation like this, it's actually best to put the mic level as low as you can and then get your mouth very close to it so that it picks up less background noise. So if I do this, I can talk very loud, but that's the best way to handle something like that. Anyway, so thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to contact me, you can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. Or you can leave a comment out at the website. Just go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And of course, if you're ready to start a podcast, now is the time. I often say that podcasting is a bit of a winter sport. And you can do that by going over and clicking on the join button. Well, let's start off. We're going to go right to the voicemail line. This is we get a call from Rich Palmer of the Audio Gumshoe podcast. You can find that at audiogumshoe.com. You can find Rich at richpalmer.com. And he's going to chime in. We had a discussion last week about how far podcasting has come since it began. It's much easier to consume podcasts that are more and more, you know, there are more and more devices. That's also making it easier, like we said. And there are more devices that are building directories for podcasts, like the BlackBerry. So here is Rich chiming in on that topic.
Hi, Dave Jackson. Rich Palmer here, calling from my Ford Fiesta via Sync technology. Yeah, that's right. And I was just listening to your Taking Another Look at Podcasting episode on the School of Podcasting. And I am in quite agreement with you, my friend. 5 years ago when we all started this stuff, and I've certainly created and faded several podcasts because it just wasn't the time. I think we were on the right track. We had the right idea. We didn't have all of the technologies that were coming. Things are here. Things are available. And, you know, as I sit here in the car and call you on the phone with both hands on the steering wheel and my phone connected to my car that I can also tell to play the next podcast in the series or that I can also tell to play my favorite song, I'm finding that, you know, it's so much more simple. Yesterday, I plugged in my iPod to my car and I was ready to listen to some shows that I had downloaded. Well, as a result of a bad, I guess, software update, the podcasts were not on my player. They did not sync across after the update to the software. So I had a blank iPod, and I have a 90-minute commute to work now, and I thought, what a drag. I may have to turn on the dun-dun-dun radio. And then I realized, well, my phone is right here, and my phone is connected to my car, and on my phone I have an app that allows me to download podcasts. And it has been syncing those podcasts overnight for a few weeks, so I have podcast episodes on my phone. Now, this is a Windows phone, of all things, and not Windows 7, the older Windows phone. And yet, I still have podcasts there. I told my car to tell my phone to play those podcast episodes, and thus my 90 minutes were filled with content. We are at a place where we can disconnect from all of the chains that we used to have even 5 years ago. and listen to this content that we want to have available. I'm also finding that I have several producers that I enjoy, but they're only producing video content, and that does not help me on the road whatsoever. I cannot watch a video podcast. But I'm finding out that my iPod connected to the car will play the audio of those video podcasts. So if it's not something specifically video necessary, I'm still getting the content as I drive. So, and fortunately, it does not play the video on screen, so I'm not tempted to look down and watch it. So don't want to ramble, but I thought, wow, what a timely episode. This one tells us that we are now at a place where the technology that we dreamed of 5 years ago is in our lives. And I think that podcast producers, or those wishing to produce, should probably start taking advantage. Because if they create now, in 5 years, where can they be? What can they be doing? I certainly never thought Audio Gumshoe would continue to the point it has today, and I still continue to produce episodes because I still love it. So keep doing it, folks. If you're thinking about doing it, give it a try. Thanks, Dave. Rich Palmer at audiogumshoe.com, or, of course, richpalmer.com. Have a great day.
Thank you, Rich. It has been an interesting ride. Podcasting from your car, you're taking a, Brian Mundy. Gary Leland is doing a video podcast. I'm a guy from Podcast Pickle. Video from his car. Very interesting that we're getting our audio and our technology now into our cars. And just going on with this thing, I was listening to the Greg Fitzsimmons podcast at fitzdog.com. Here's another example of, in this case, an entertainer. Greg has been on VH1, where they did, you know, I Love the 70s, I Love the 80s, the 90s, I Love Whatever I Can Love. And he's been on Howard Stern. He's been on Letterman. He's been on Conan. He is a, you know, he's a celebrity. And I was listening to his podcast where he was talking with another comedian. And here's what they said about podcasting and its ability to build a loyal audience.
Did you ever have a time when you were doing stand-up where you were drawing the kind of crowds that you're drawing now with your gig on G4?
No. It's well, first of all, I wasn't drawing anything. I mean, like, even like a year ago, I was really barely drawing anyone at all. It's really just been this last year that people have started showing up at shows, and I still get paranoid every time I'm going to do a show somewhere, because I'm like, oh, no one's going to show up, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really just been the last year. And truthfully, I think the podcast is like, if you put all the television stuff together I've ever done, the podcast that I've been doing since February seems to draw more people than anything else. That's the one thing that people will unilaterally say at every show is like, I listen to the podcast.
Absolutely. And it's a committed listener. It's not like a radio on in the background. You
no.
are downloading it.
Yep.
You're listening to it. You're not like doing something else. I mean, you may be exercising or driving, but you're listening. And so I think the intimacy and the connection and the serial nature of week
yep.
to week,
yep.
I find the same thing. I mean, it's just it dwarfs anything else. And they're, it's funny how often people say, I feel like I know everything about you, and you don't know anything about me. It's so weird.
All right, again, you can find that at fitzdog.com. It's an interesting podcast. I just started listening to that one. Next up, I want to talk about, we talked about a tool for growing your audience, and this has actually been developed by one of the first 20, if not one of the first 10 members of the School of Podcasting. His name is Taylor Merrick. A young chap, but yet very knowledgeable in the ways of social media. And he had a plugin developed called Call to Action. Now, right now at the School of Podcasting, my website, I actually have it a little overkill. I've got a slider coming up from the bottom, and I'm using a thing called Pop-Up Domination for growing my email list. Now, as much as I want subscribers in iTunes, there are still a lot of people that prefer to get information via email. So I'm working really both ends of the spectrum here. And a lot of people say I would rather die than put a pop-up window on my website. And I can understand that. I've been using this as kind of a test. I do love the plugin. It's a plugin for WordPress as well called Pop-Up Domination. I'll have a link to that out in the show notes, or you can just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/pop-up-domination. And Taylor has come out. I knew I was going to get a popping pee today. He came out with a thing called the Call to Action plugin, and you can just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/call-to-action to see this. He's got a 6-minute video, and it does more. What it does is you can basically tack on anything you want. You can have it, you know, mix and match and blend in with your blog, and you can have something at the end of every post. So you could have it say, you could set up a template that says iTunes. And so you make a post and you say, okay, use the iTunes template, and it'll say, hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. We'd love to have a comment in iTunes. Click here to see our show in the iTunes directory. And you could do that. Now, the problem with a lot of these call to action scripts is the fact that they want to have the same thing in every post. So if somebody's reading your blog for the first time, they keep seeing the same thing over and over and over. And depending on your marketing strategy, sometimes that's great, because about the fourth time they read it, they'll go, you know, hey, I'm going to click on this. But sometimes you might feel like, you know, I'm being repetitive. It's not fun to read the same thing over and over. So you might have one that says, hey, click here to subscribe via iTunes. You could have another template that says, hey, feel free to leave a comment below, type your name and email address. We don't share your email address, blah, blah, blah. You could have another one that says, click here to, read my ebook if you have one, or whatever it is. You can really have it do whatever you want, or sign up for my email list. And the depending on your philosophy, the nice thing about this, number one, it's automatic pretty much. Once you set it up, you simply say, yes, use this one. And you can actually have a default one that would just appear on everyone. But if you're an anti-pop-up person, this is a way of really doing the same thing, having a person be prompted to do something, hence the phrase call to action, and that may then grow whatever it is you want to grow, your subscriber list, your email list, if you're trying to sell a product, if you're whatever you want to do. It's just something that, hey, thanks for reading my blog, listening to my podcast. By the way, while you're here, bada bing. And when I was looking at the site, it was, I think, $27, which isn't really, for as powerful a plugin as this is, not a bad price. Again, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/call-to-action, it looks like an interesting tool. And I'm just proud to see one of the members of the School of Podcasting flexing their entrepreneurial skills. All right, want to thank you again for tuning in. And again, this isn't, if you're new to the show, the podcast sounds usually a little more polished than this, but, you know, it is the holidays. I'm out and about. I'm visiting people. And here's the other thing I'm going to leave on this. If you don't, because where I'm staying at, the internet is just horrible, horrible speeds. And I'm actually going to go assemble this and publish it at McDonald's, where they have free Wi-Fi. I was there earlier in the week, and it's a lot better than this hotel Wi-Fi that I've ever seen, things like that. So if you say, look, I don't even have the internet, how can I be a podcaster? Do you live near McDonald's with Wi-Fi? Then you can publish a podcast. So I want to thank you very much for tuning in. Again, I'm Dave Jackson, your personal podcast coach from the schoolofpodcasting.com. I would love to have you on the inside, where I can help you just avoid all the common mistakes that people make. And when you're confused and you're not sure what to do, I can say, I can answer your questions. I can show you, hey, this is all answered. Here's how you do it. Watch this tutorial. It's just, I'm dying to help you make a podcast. And if you've been thinking about it, now is the time. Just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com. I will meet you there. Don't be tardy. Thanks again for listening. And if I can't remember if I said this or not, this is what happens when I don't use notes, but Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com, 888-563-3228. is my number. And again, if you want to leave a comment out the website, just go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And until next week, class is dismissed.